him. Who is him? It is Jesus. I'm complete in Jesus. That's where I find my whole, the wholeness of my body, of my mind, of my spirit. I become complete in Jesus.
Amen.
Not in traditions. Not in the things of this world. Amen. And then it said, which is the head of all principality and power. It is the head. Jesus is the head of all principality and power. Amen. So let me interject real quickly. God is the Father in creation. He is the Son in redemption. And the Holy Ghost in regeneration. Not three separate entities, but each place in a profound way. He has a certain function, a certain responsibility. As a Father, I supply for my children. As a Son, I got a totally different role to my own parents. As a husband, my role is different to my wife than it is to my parents and to my children. As your pastor, I've got a different role again, but I haven't changed. I'm still the same man. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm thankful to know who Jesus is. And that's why we can preach. He can be anything that you need him to be. He's a father to the fatherless. He's a husband to the widow. Amen. He's the supplier of all of our need. He's the healer, our great physician.
Yes, amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The peace in our storm. He is at, that's what's so powerful to understand. Jesus can be and will be anything that you need him to be.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
Quickly, I know we read some of this last week. Philippians chapter number 2.
I just bit the side of my teeth. Sorry. Well, that's not very spiritual. I know it's not. It's nervous. Flesh thing for sure. I just took a hunk of flesh out.
Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 9 said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Given him a name. Given him, singular, a name, singular, which is above every other name, singular, that at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and the things in earth and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Again, there's no confusion there because we already learned in the scripture that I and my Father are one. All of this is being done to the glory of God. All of that scripture right there is just talking about, again, of the power of the Son and the power of the Father. They're not two separate deals, but it's how it's being processed. What is he to you? What is Jesus to you at the time that you need him? Amen. Amen. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Does anybody remember the story that I used last week about that? About the gold mine? Or 2 weeks ago about the gold mine?
Right.
This salvation is a gold mine. But you have to work it. You got to work that gold mine. You got to work it. There's a whole lot there. And if you are fine and you're happy with just getting some flex out of the stream, go ahead. But I'm going to tell you, there's some nuggets if you'll start working. Get your pick out and get your shovel out and get to digging and get to praying and get to reading and get in the Word of God and get in the Spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you, there's some things about your salvation that are exciting, that are joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm going to tell you, there's some things when you get into the salvation of the Almighty, you're going to find peace that passes all understanding. You're going to find great contentment. You're going to find peace in your soul.
Amen.
But you got to dig it out. You got to dig it out. You got to get in there and you got to work. Now that's where I ended 2 weeks ago. So that's it for the recap. So now we'll finish. John chapter 10 and verse number 1 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." What a powerful statement. But he that enter in by the door is by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow. And a stranger they will not follow. And a stranger they will not follow. I hope you heard what I just said. And a stranger they will not follow. Hey, there's something that voice, it almost sounds right, but it's not quite right. It's not quite lining up to the Word of God. I'm hearing it, but it doesn't have that certain sound. Did you know that the shepherds, they all have their certain sound. They all have their certain voice that they can call. There can be thousands of sheep and multiple shepherds as their sheep are all out in the field. But one shepherd will lift up his voice and start to make a certain sound and walk this way. And the sheep, even if it's on the other side, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 30, 50, 100 sheep will start to come out of all of those sheep and follow after that shepherd. And then the other shepherd will take his sheep and go this way. And those sheep out of the thousands will hear that voice of that shepherd and start to draw to him. I'm going to tell you, there's something beautiful about the voice of Almighty God that calls us, that resonates with our soul, that we can hear. But I'm going to tell you, there's a certain sound that we got to be listening for. There's got to be a truth sound. There's got to be a sound of Jesus. To you, I am the door. Not somebody else. I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The stranger's just looking to destroy.
Right.
The stranger's looking to rob. The stranger's just looking to take advantage. The strange voice and you know, there's a lot of places that we can equate this, we got to be careful to everything that we listen to. Because the Bible even talks about there'd be so many kinds of voices in this world, and none of them are without signification. None of them are without a purpose. There's a voice. There's a voice, and the voice of a stranger has a purpose. To lure you away, to draw you away, to entice you somewhere else, into something else. But the voice of Jesus, he's drawing you. And this is what he said here. Look here. It said, I am come that ye might have life. What a difference. The thief is coming around. And let me tell you what the thief is. You don't have to be baptized. That's old. And that's not necessary. I mean, you can if you want, but it's not necessary. Really? It's not necessary? Then why did Jesus say, you must be born again?
That's right.
You must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Oh, that's another strange voice that says, that's not necessary. Be careful when you hear the voice that says, you don't have to do that. And that's not necessary. And, that's so old-fashioned. That's it. Be careful. It's a strange voice, and it's coming to destroy you. It's coming to kill you. It's coming to take some things, rob some things from you that are for you.
That's right.
Jesus said, I'm coming to give you life.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Woo. I'm coming to give you life and life more abundant. Wow, after being in wet Jerusalem all this time, I can't believe how dry it is here. I've been so used to it now. Man, being there for a week, wow, it's different. My throat is dry. He said, I am, the thief cometh not, but still to kill, destroy. And I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Let me tell you something today. If you're just existing, you really don't have life. Thank you, son. I'll try not to slaughter.